This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf discusses finding something in an ashpa. Now, what is an ashpa? It can mean all kinds of things. In modern Hebrew, it tends to mean like a garbage can. And in fact, it can mean a garbage heap or a landfill or a junk pile. Different kinds of places where one puts things one no longer needs or wants, presumably. That's why it's especially relevant, of course. In our context, what if you find something in that place where things are rejected? Now, interestingly, refuse pits are hugely valuable to archaeologists because the kind of things that can be found in them, because quite often they last for, you know, millennia, are artifacts like ostraca, like discarded pieces of broken clay upon which are written whatever one wants to write. This is before the widespread use of paper, of course, that wouldn't happen for centuries, or even of papyrus. So ostraca are really handy. Once you break a pot, the only thing it's really good for is, you know, maybe to scrape oil off your skin, as it was done occasionally, or to write something on it. One of the fascinating things about refuse pits that emerge from the Iron Age as well is that those refuse pits that are associated with Jewish settlement, especially after the Exodus, they are noted for their remarkable absence of pig bones. Pigs are, you know, one of the most commonly eaten animals in the ancient Mediterranean, and yet when you have these dotted settlements around the hill country, quite often they have very, very few pig bones, which is fascinating, I think. Okay, I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.